This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
So we're getting to the Breakfast Masterclass today, and one too many times we've heard the story of a person being scammed while trying to buy a product from the Facebook market, for example. And as much as there are great success stories, there are also some horrible stories that you sometimes feel like you could, you know, even avoid it with a little advice from the right person. And that is why we are doing a masterclass on how, as the seller or the buyer, you can at least try to protect yourself during the sale of a product on the Facebook market. We're talking to social media legal consultant Lerato Ntwampi. Good morning, Lerato. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning, Paul. I'm doing well. How are you?
We are great. Now, Lerato, every market, you know, has a few bad apples here and there, but how bad is it with Facebook market?
Sure. I mean, Facebook Marketplace, you know, has over 1 billion active users. So the reach is huge, which means, you know, that it's very, very possible for you to be scammed on any occasion, you know, because there's just the reach is just so big, and a lot of people, you know, end up being scammed. We've been seeing quite a rise, especially with concert scams, car scams, you know, technology scams, people thinking they can get an iPhone for 1 cent. So, you know, there's various scams that exist on the market, and I think people just need to be more discerning when interacting on the marketplace.
So Lerato, you know, some of these popular ways people actually get scammed on Facebook, what are they?
So firstly, you know, people get scammed because people create, you know, fake profiles and pages. So impersonation scams are quite big. You know, people don't look at when the account was created, the activity, they don't read the reviews. So we see quite a lot of those. Off-platform, you know, transactions where somebody now quickly wants to move you to either WhatsApp or to email instead of dealing with you on the marketplace itself. We've seen quite a bit of those. You know, phishing scams as well, where somebody says, click on this link for a better deal, you know, or pressure, or somebody pressuring you for a quick sale. We've seen quite a lot of those scams. And I think, you know, those there are those physical ones where somebody will ask, you know, to come deliver. Actually, they've been looking at your, you know, apartment tour on YouTube, or, you know, certain things that you've been doing online, and then now they're offering this product to you, knowing well that they just want to come and scam you or even rob you from your place. And then obviously there are those, you know, silly ones where people are just gullible, where the price is just unrealistic and somebody thinks, oh, what a bargain, handsome too, high exist.
But then let's look at how I can protect myself. You know, how do I protect myself either as a buyer or even as a seller, especially on Facebook Marketplace? Say I have a product and you want that product. What next?
Sure. I think, you know, there are, you know, a number of tips, you know, from a legal perspective. I think it's very important for you to get, you know, proof of payments, especially if you are buying electronics or high value items like cars, furniture. You know, get a proof of payment, check the warranty and the ownership. So ask for receipts, serial numbers to ensure that the item, you know, it's not stolen or it's not counterfeit. And also, you know, understand, I think familiarize yourself with the Facebook buyer protection. I think it applies in certain cases and not only, you know, when you're using the Facebook checkout. So it's quite important that you consider that. And I think, you know, also, you know, inspect before you buy. So if you are going to be buying, for example, an electronic or a car, or furniture, you know, meet in a public place, preferably a police station, you know, where you're actually able to verify the item before you pay for it. It's also important, you know, as a buyer, to avoid paying upfront. A lot of people, you know, want you to pay now because there's a list of people who are way too want to buy. They pressure you to pay. So, you know, be careful with that. And obviously document everything. Keep screenshots of the listings, conversations that were had, receipts in the case of disputes, especially if you are going to use the Facebook Marketplace as a point of where you're actually able to communicate with Meta Commerce for you to be able to get a refund. And then obviously tips for, and also it's so important that you always check, you know, the reviews. A lot of us don't check the reviews. A lot of us don't actually check how long the profile has been existing. Somebody can just create a profile today. So it's important that you actually check, especially if you're going to be buying, to check how long the profile has actually existed. Check the reviews. Check if this person is a real person. Do they have, you know, friends on Facebook, how long they've been operating, and also good reviews. You can also, you know, leave the marketplace, go on Hello Pizza, go on the internet to actually check, you know, what people are saying about, you know, this specific seller. And then obviously from a seller point of view, you have to, you know, describe, you know, the product accurately. You have to take real pictures. A lot of us are now so obsessed that AI that, you know, you could lose a potential sale because you're, you know, you're drawing something that potentially doesn't look the way you're going to sell it. So, you know, misrepresentation can obviously lead to legal disputes. Keep records of the sales, especially of high value items, because you might be questioned further on, you know, for income tax or even fraud. And also, you know, it's very important, you know, as a seller to watch out for overpayment. So there are also scammers who will basically say, oh, oopsie, I've paid, you know, I've paid you 10,000 Rand instead of, you know, 1,000 Rand. So please, you know, and then they ask for a refund. And that way they are able to actually scam you. It's a sort of financial scam. And obviously, don't share, you know, too much information. Avoid giving out your home address, your banking details, and personal number. And also, you know, be aware of fake payment notifications. I think this week alone, I've just been receiving Kenali refund, which doesn't really exist. So you also do get those scams where somebody says, oh, you actually overpaid or this happened, you know, put in your banking details so that I can transfer, you know, that money to you. So also just be very, very careful with those things. So I think those are the tips that I can sort of give.
No, thank you so much. Very helpful, Lerato. I appreciate your time. That's social media legal consultant, Lerato Ndwambi.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.